Australia could become the number one global supplier of medicinal cannabis. That's the hope of the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, who's announced plans to greenlight exports. Medicinal cannabis advocates believe it's a win for producers and patients, but they say there's more work to be done before the drug is accessible and affordable. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
Just over 5 years ago, Ben Oakley was struck down with a one-in-a-million neurological condition called stiff person syndrome. His father, Michael Oakley, was starting to lose hope, but then his son tried medicinal cannabis.
I actually have hope that I might still have my son in a few years' time, whereas prior to starting him on medicinal cannabis, I had no doubt that I was going to be burying him within the next couple of years.
Michael Oakley says traditional medicine was causing more harm than good.
Ben was bombed out of his mind. He was taking that many medications to try and keep the pain at bay as a result of his condition that more often than not he could barely function.
In 2016, new laws were introduced that allowed doctors to prescribe medicinal cannabis. But Michael Oakley says despite that, the cost is too high and he's been forced to illegally obtain the drug.
We did get a legal supply, but it was going to cost us $30,000 per year to put my son on a legal supply of this one single medication. Ben's a disabled pensioner. He can't afford that. The fact that they said, yes, you can do this, but this is the cost, is ludicrous for a herb that, if you were given the opportunity to, you could literally grow in your own garden.
But change appears to be in sight. Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced the government will soon allow the export of medicinal cannabis products made here in Australia.
We want to be able to ensure that we have safe, legal, high-quality supplies for Australian patients. And if we have an international market as well, that's the best way of ensuring that we have viable product and viable businesses in Australia.
The announcement has the support of the Medical Cannabis Council. Founding member Adam Miller says too many people have been forced to buy products off the black market, and this should help change that.
Allowing for domestic production to meet international demand will actually allow prices to come down because companies will have another revenue source, which will mean that the products that they supply to Australian patients can be subsidised.
Greg Hunt is hopeful Australia could become internationally recognised for its medicinal cannabis products.
We would like to be potentially the world's number one medicinal cannabis supplier. Our goal is to ensure that Australian producers have every opportunity to be the number one producers of the highest grade medicinal cannabis in the world.
Adam Miller believes that's possible, saying demand is only growing.
Canada's demand is expected to reach 600,000 kilos per year next year, and that's more than what the country currently produces. And last year in Germany, due to unforeseen developments, many patients were faced with a shortage of supply because pharmacies ran out of product, and they've been relying on the Canadian market to supply that shortage.
To ensure there's adequate supply in Australia, exporters will always have to provide locally before sending overseas. Michael Oakley is hopeful the changes will bring down prices, but he says in the short term, more needs to be done to help patients access the drug.
It is so onerous for doctors to be able to prescribe this. They don't have the information they need. Without that, even the best laid plans of our government is going to fall over. They're not educating people the way that they need to be. They're not educating health professionals or patients. The government's just said, yes, you can do this, and then walked away. And now there's a big black hole, and it's a travesty at the moment.
Michael Oakley, the father of patient Ben Oakley, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.